Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Yesterday, HSE's drugs.ie launched a survey to find out more about drug use trends in Ireland. It's also part of a wider European web survey on drug trends right across Europe. With ketamine use on the rise here, what exactly are they hoping to find out, and what action will be taken from the results when they emerge? We're joined now by the HSE's Emerging Drug Trends Manager, Nikki Killeen. Nikki, you're very welcome to the programme. It's intriguing, this survey, Europe-wide, as we say. So what do we know about the current situation when it comes to drug use here?
Hi there. Yeah, so I suppose what we know is that the drug landscape has changed. We have recognised that for a few years now, in that the types of profiles of people who are using across society have changed. There's more drugs available, different types of drugs. The price may change, influences may change. So we're looking at a very different landscape than what we were looking at originally when our addiction support services were developed some time ago, when we were looking at predominantly opiate use and dependencies. Okay. So with this survey, we're hoping to capture the most current landscape, I suppose, in terms of who's using now, who they are, how they're using, why they're using, and particularly what kinds of new drugs that they are now using.
How do you think you're going to get that information? How will you do the survey, Nikki?
Yeah, so to date, actually, we've had quite a positive response. So we ran the survey in 2021 and we got nearly 6,000 responses. And since yesterday, we're now at 945 respondents. So it just shows the appetite that is there, I suppose, on the topic and to share experiences and to help the Health Research Board and ourselves who are running the survey. So I suppose our approach is that we're taking an online approach. So this is to try and target people nationally. So we're not restricted to just one user group. So we'll do online promotion through social media ads. We'll link with certain music magazines to promote and to really try and get the word out there to really diverse different groups who may be occasional users. Mm-hmm. So we're not necessarily targeting treatment populations or the people who come to our services. We know quite a lot about them. So we want to reach the people who socialise in nightlife, to younger populations, to those traditionally that the HSE don't engage with, and we consider them a little bit harder to reach.
How accurate will the picture be that emerges then? Because you could imagine some cohorts of people will under no circumstances fill in this survey if they actually do take drugs.
Well, I think it'll be pretty accurate in terms of those. So it is a self-selecting. So the choice is there for people who do want to take part. Generally, what we find is the people who use drugs occasionally are quite interested in sharing their experiences and are quite passionate about shaping our information and how we take our approaches. So it won't be a prevalent survey at a general population level because it's a very targeted approach, but it will be representative of the people that we call new user groups. So the people who have third level education, they're generally employed, they might use from time to time, occasionally, maybe in nightlife, maybe at festivals, maybe not throughout the year, but we have seen frequent users as well. So I suppose we'll see how we go with the recruitment and then we can kind of look at, I suppose, what we come up with from the results. So it will be interesting to see.
Okay, you say new drugs have emerged in this country in the last little while. What are they?
Yeah, so I suppose over the past decade, we have seen significant changes in terms of new psychoactive substances. So people would be familiar with the head shop era and when they closed down. We did see new drugs present onto the market. So some drugs will present from time to time. So ketamine is a substance which has returned as quite a common substance used in nightlife settings. It's not a new drug by any means. It would have been around for some time. But what we're seeing in festivals, particularly with our outreach work and particularly through the last survey, is younger people are using. So in 2021, when we ran this survey for the first time, Ireland had significantly higher rates of ketamine use compared with the other countries that took part. So that is important to note and something that we'll be looking at again.
Okay, why is that important to note? Why is the higher use of ketamine important here?
Yes, so I suppose particularly in relation to the short and long-term health harms that people might not be aware of. So the HSE may need to tailor its education and information towards people who will use. So with ketamine, what we're seeing is, I suppose, the younger populations using in high volumes and using in nightlife settings. But what we also are aware of, the long-term health implications. So if people are using quite a lot, they're at risk of cognitive issues, some mental health, mood, and what is quite concerning is long-term bladder damage that ketamine has been associated with. So we actually had a paper in the Irish Medical Journal very recently highlighting this concern from the HSE's perspective.
Mm-hmm. As far as we know, what's the age range profile of a drug user in Ireland? Or is that too narrow a question here? Can you categorise in that way?
Well, I suppose we know that drug use occurs across, you know, all ages and demographics. We do know that youth may be higher in 18 to 34-year-olds, and that's what we've seen from this survey. So I suppose with the survey, we are looking at over 18s only. There are very specific surveys for school-based populations and young people that will focus on specific questions and trends. But with this, we're really focusing on 18 and over. We did have a range of ages in the last survey, but again, we are looking for the people with the highest rates of use and where use may be occurring, so we can really focus on the very current trends.
And yeah. What's going to be done then with this information? How is the healthcare response, the information and education response going to be tailored based on the information given?
Yeah, so we really want to use the findings from this, particularly the Irish module. So the survey is set out with standard questions that are asked across Europe. So they'll be quite in-depth on certain drugs, different types of drugs, and people will be invited to answer a series of questions which will provide significant data. In terms of the Irish-specific questions, we're asking people about their information needs, so what type of information they feel they need about drugs, what type of support they feel they need, if they feel they need treatment, if they practice harm reduction, so steps to help them reduce harm. Importantly, what we do want to know is our Safer Nightlife programme, which we apply in festivals. We do back-of-house analysis through surrender bins. We're asking people, will you use it? If not, why not? We want to know if our messaging is actually impacting their behaviour. Mm-hmm. Is it having any impact on how they consume drugs? And we're leaving it open then for them to feedback on our work. So we will have an open text box. People can feed in and we'll look at all the different user groups and their feedback to inform our 2025 work.
Do you know, Nikki, some people are going to be appalled at the work you do at festivals. And we've discussed this here before. You basically go to festivals and test people's drugs for them. Isn't that right? It's not a kind of a prohibition or a confiscation.
So I thought the work we do is back of house. So we would have had a working group which was a cross sector, across Justice, Gardaí, the Health Service, and we looked at the changing landscape and the risks. I suppose there's significant risks with drugs, but I suppose the changing market poses new risks. So the changing drug trends in terms of potency and content could lead to new challenges. And I suppose through our approach at festivals, for the first time, we're really able to see what's in substances. But it has significant value in terms of if there's medical presentations at events, we have an on-site laboratory who can then analyse what's being consumed and support medics in their work. So there's a lot of different ways to look at the work that we do.
OK, and there's a whole range of reaction there, from good that there's information and education to no, this shouldn't happen at all, zero tolerance. Can I ask you quickly before I let you go, where can people access this survey? And it is anonymous, just to underline that for people.
Completely. So there's no information captured that could be traced back. We're not asking any information that identifies a person. So really, people have the space to anonymously contribute their experiences, and people can find the information on drugs.ie and the HSE social media accounts and on the drugs.ie website.
OK, great stuff. HSE's Emerging Drug Trends Manager, Nikki Killeen, thank you.